Thank you for joining us here at Project Geekology. This week, we are going to be doing a mini episode. It is just me this week, Anthony. Next week, Dakota and I will be releasing an episode on Saving Private Ryan, so keep a lookout for that. But this week, in this mini episode, we're going to talk about the 2024 Anime Awards. It happened earlier this month, and I want to talk a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of categories that happened, and we will probably not cover every single category, but I do want to hit some of the most important ones, like Anime of the Year and Best New Film, Best New Series. You get the gist. I'm not going to really get too much into what's been going on, because we will be talking about that in our Saving Private Ryan episode, and so we'll just hop right into it. So, Anime Awards 2024, let's look into this. So, Anime of the Year, let's hit it right out of the gate. So, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 got Anime of the Year, and there was definitely some heavy hitters. Like, there was a good bit of nominees, Chainsaw Man being one. There was also Season 3 of Demon Slayer, which is the Swordsmith Village arc. There's also Ashinoko. I don't know if any of y'all have watched that, but that is actually an interesting anime that I kind of enjoy. There's also Bocchi the Rock. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Sorry if I'm not. And so, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. Anime of the Year for 2024. And there is Best Continuing Anime Series, and One Piece won that. I'm actually not surprised, because I know a lot of people love One Piece, but it did have some heavy hitters that it was contending with, which was the last part of Attack on Titan. There was also Demon Slayer. I know a lot of people weren't big fans of this last season of Demon Slayer, so I'm not too surprised that that didn't win. Spy Family is another one, and Vinland Saga. So I would say that Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan were probably the most competition, but come on, One Piece. For those of you who watch One Piece, I mean, it's going to be a clear winner to you, right? So now we have Best New Anime Series, and Chainsaw Man won that, which it had some pretty good ones. Some that I missed. Like, I didn't see Bocchi the Rock or Heavenly Delusion, but I did see Ashinoko, and there's also Hell's Paradise. So those are some pretty good ones, but I'm not surprised that Chainsaw Man won that. And oh, and then there's also Zom 100, which I haven't seen that one, but it is on my list. Best Anime Film. And I would say that I didn't see Blue Giant, but I heard that that one was really good. I didn't see Psycho Pass or the Kaguya-sama Love is War movie, but Suzume won that, which I absolutely enjoyed Suzume. I enjoy pretty much anything Makoto Shinkai just releases, but Suzume was really good. So we got Best Original Anime, which Buddy Daddies won that. I have never even heard of that. I'm out of the loop as far as that. But it was contending with a handful of them. One, honestly, a lot of them I don't know. I mean, I know Akiba Made War, but I haven't heard of Birdie Wing Girl, Golf Girl Story Season 2, or Do It Yourself. I do know Mobile Suit Gundam The Witch from Mercury. So that one I know. But Buddy Daddies, Best Original Anime. Best Animation. Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc won that one. And that one had some pretty heavy contenders. Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, Mob Psycho 100, Trigun Stampede, which I hadn't seen Trigun Stampede, but I haven't heard too many fond things about it. I could be wrong. But Demon Slayer won Best Animation. It had some heavy contenders. Best Character Design. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 won that. And that was up against Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer Season 3, Hell's Paradise, Ashinoko, and Trigun Stampede. Those are some contenders, I would say. Best Director is Shota Goshizono. I'm saying that wrong. I apologize, everyone. I'm not good with Japanese. and it was up against a handful of other directors. And so this individual, Shota, does Jujutsu Kaisen. He did Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, so he won Best Director. But there's also the director for Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapters, Special One. That is a mouthful. There's also the director for Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusion, and Ashinoko. So there's definitely some heavy hitters in there. Best Cinematography, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. And it was also up against Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Heavenly Delusion, and Vinland Saga Season 2. So, I mean, there's some heavy hitters in there. That goes to show you how well Jujutsu Kaisen was made. Best Art Direction, Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc won that one, and it won up against Chainsaw Man, Hell's Paradise, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Ashinoko, and Zom 100. So it was a very visually appealing. I mean, not to say any of these other ones weren't, but there's just something about their art style that really is eye-grabbing. So I'm not too surprised that Demon Slayer won that, but it did have some heavy competition. There is Best Romance Anime, which is Horimiya, and that was up against Insomniac's After School, My Happy Marriage, My Love Story with Yamada-kun at level 999, Skip and Loafer, and Tomo-chan is a Girl. A couple of these I actually do know, I have not gotten to them, but some of these are on my list, like Tomo-chan is a Girl, My Love Story with Yamada-kun, and My Happy Marriage, along with Horimiya. Best Comedy Anime, and Spy Family Season 1 Core 2 won that. I absolutely love Spy Family. Spy Family is hilarious, and it's just, I love how it's a different anime to watch. But it went up against Bocchi the Rock, Buddy Daddies, Mashle, have not seen that, but that's on my list, Yurusei, and Zom 100. But some of these other ones I don't know. I know Bocchi the Rock, but I need to look a little bit more into that one. Best Action Anime, and Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 won that, not too surprised. But it was up against Attack on Titan, Bleach, The Thousand Year Blood War, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, and One Piece. And those are all like super action packed. So that goes to show you that Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 really does up the ante, and it won over all these. Best Fantasy Anime, and Demon Slayer won that one. That actually doesn't surprise me. It went up against Hell's Paradise, which a lot of people kind of equivocated to Demon Slayer, so maybe that's why Demon Slayer edged that one out. Mashle, Mushoku Tensei, Ranking of Kings, and The Ancient Magnus Bride. Best Drama Season, Attack on Titan won that one, up against Heavenly Delusion, My Happy Marriage, Ashinoko, To Your Eternity Season 2, and Vinland Saga Season 2. So a couple of these I don't know, but a couple of them I do know. And I would say Attack on Titan was definitely the clear winner. Maybe Vinland Saga could have given it a run for its money, but let's be real, Attack on Titan. Best Slice of Life Anime, Bocchi the Rock won that one. And I actually have this one on my list. I haven't seen it, but it does look like a good anime, and I've been watching a lot more slice of life anime. So that one over Do It Yourself, Horimiya, Insomniacs After School, My Love Story with Yamada-kun, and Skip and Loafer, which a lot of these I didn't watch, so I don't know how close the competition was, but there are some of these that I do want to watch. Best Main Anime Character, your boy Monkey D. Luffy. Come on, let's be real. He edged out Bocchi from Bocchi the Rock, Denji from Chainsaw Man, Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan, Mob from Mob Psycho 100, and Thorfinn from Vinland Saga. Which, let's be real, come on. As long as One Piece is on air, and even maybe like several years after it finishes, One Piece with Monkey D. Luffy will probably always be best main anime character. Best supporting anime character was Satoru Gojo. and he edged out Arataka from Mob Psycho, Hange from Attack on Titan, Kana from Ashinoko, Power from Chainsaw Man, and Gaito from Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh my gosh, I love that this is... So there's a category, and I absolutely love that this is a category, and it's called Must Protect at All Costs Anime Character. And Anya Forger from Spy Family won that, and I absolutely agree with that, because come on, Anya. But Anya edged out Hitori from Bachi the Rock, Boji from Ranking of Kings, Miri from Buddy Daddies, Pochita from Chainsaw Man, and Suleta Mercury from Mobile Suit Gundam, the witch from Mercury. So I would say the only one that I really know out of these would be Pochita, but come on, let's be real, like Anya. Anya's definitely going to be the winner of that. Best anime song is Idol by Yaosobi, and that's the intro to Ashinoko. And that intro is actually really, really good. Like, I love that intro. And it edged out Kickback, which is the intro to Chainsaw Man, Saisyun Complex from Bachi the Rock, Suzume from Suzume, Where Our Blue Is from Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, and Work from Hell's Paradise. But yeah, that intro is actually really good. But I mean, I like a lot of these other intros too. But yeah, that song Idol is good. Best anime score, Attack on Titan won that one. And it edged out Bachi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Ashinoko, and Suzume. So best anime opening sequence, and Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 won that. Edged out Idol, which is Ashinoko, Innocent Arrogance, which is Heavenly Delusion, Kickback, which is Chainsaw Man, Song of the Dead, Zom 100, and Work, Hell's Paradise. Best anime ending sequence, Jujutsu Kaisen won that one also, and edged out Happiness of the Dead from Zom 100, Hawatari Nyoku Senti, Chainsaw Man. It has a very long title, and I just said like a small bit of it. Koi Kogari from Demon Slayer, and Mephisto from Ashinoko. That ending sequence, or that ending song, is really good too for Ashinoko. And so we're gonna kind of like rapid fire these a little bit. And so we got best anime voice artist performance in Japanese, which is Yuichi Nakamaru, which voiced Gojo and Jujutsu Kaisen. So these are going to be all voice artist performances. So I'm going to say for English was Ryan Colt Levy, which did Denji and Chainsaw Man. Castilian Spanish was Joel Gomez Jimenez, which did Denji and Spanish for Denji and Chainsaw Man. Latin Spanish was also the Denji voice actor, and their name is Emilio Trevino. Brazilian Portuguese, which was Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, and their name is Leo Rabelio. Hopefully I said that. So for German was Franziska Trunte, and they did Power and Chainsaw Man for German. Italian, Denji, Chainsaw Man, Mose Singh. Arabic, oh wow, we got a new one. So the best performance in Arabic was Talib Al-Refai, and this one was Senku from Dr. Stone. That's another really good anime. For French was Marshall Le Minot, which they voiced Gato in Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. And so, yeah, that pretty much covers it. There's definitely a lot of categories, and I actually covered them all. I didn't think I was going to cover them all, but I was like, hey, you know what? Let's do it for the heck of it. It's a mini episode. Why not? But yes, that is the Anime Awards for 2024. It's been a little while since we've gotten a mini episode out, but I think that these mini episodes are really good for covering award shows or events and maybe doctoring up a past episode. Thank you for joining me for this mini episode on the Anime Awards 2024. Keep an eye out for our Saving Private Ryan episode next week. That Dakota and I are both going to be on that one. And if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with your friends. give it a nice, juicy 5-star review on any podcast platform that allows you to do it. If your podcast platform allows it, then give us a juicy 5-star review. It really does help us out. Share with your friends, anybody that might enjoy it. Look, we're not a super crazy professional podcast, and it's just two friends that I've known each other for a long time that we're really just, it's just banter. This is not meant to be a super highly professional podcast. We like to take these dives as friends because it's so awesome to look back and talk about things that we're really fond of and really get to the meat and understand. Sometimes we learn new things about the stuff that we really enjoy. And so that really has been a plus with making this podcast, along with meeting new people and just enjoying making content for those who come and listen. And we definitely love those who interact with us. Our socials are in our show notes. On Twitter, it's at PGeekology, and on Instagram, it's Project Geekology, all one word for both. And yeah, just interact with us on our socials, and we would love to read our reviews and interact with our audience. I hope you all have a great week. Thank you. Bye.